Good morning, the Exotics Vet. This is Kiri speaking.
Hi. I was just kind of inquiring and wondering, really. I've got three pet rats, and two of them have just started to, over the last maybe few weeks, just started to, like, play fight more, but it's getting a little bit more aggressive. I was just wondering about the price of getting one of them neutered.
Okay. What we would have to do first is do a health assessment on them. So first of all, you'd be looking at $170 for the consultation. We'd look at D-sex. Are they all boys, I'm assuming?
Yeah. I did come in a few weeks ago and they all had a health check. I don't know if that's relevant.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, if it's been recent, then that should be okay, providing that they're not showing any signs of respiratory effort or disease that could alter the anaesthetic that they have. Let me get into their file. What's the surname?
Lakin, L-A-K-I-N.
Tegan, there we go. And who would you be looking at getting D-sex?
Well, it's the same two that keep doing it. The third one kind of just stays out of it. So probably Drogon. I don't know. Maybe him. He's the one that I tend to see him trying to dominate the others a lot, and where they do end up start screaming. There's not been like any injuries yet, but I do just feel like it's getting a bit worse as the just the whole cage rocking because they're just going crazy.
Certainly. So you can definitely de-sex like one of them, but it might change the pack structure, obviously, and the next one might become more dominant and you might still have the same issue. Just warning you with that one there. Definitely, but...
Yeah, I did. I kind of thought that, but I just thought start with the worst one, see how he goes, and then I've got a feeling that, it'll end up being all of them neutering. I mean, I know that it also doesn't necessarily mean that they'll stop. But, I just don't want to have to, like, separate them.
Yeah, no, certainly. Okay, so I'm just looking at Drogon's history here. Like, you did have some sneezing. Are you nebulizing at the moment?
You weren't able to give me one because you'd already rented one out. So instead the vet told me I bought the solution for it and he told me to use it throughout, but I needed to get a nebulizer. They've stopped, like, the sneezing, though, after I'd given them the medication for, like, I think they had mites. Just been keeping on top of the cleaning. So, I don't know, they've not really been showing, like, sneezing any signs.
Yeah. So, what we would do is just do a quick reassessment in the morning of the day that you want the procedure done, just to make sure that, obviously, the sneezing is definitely resolved. There's no signs of any chest infection or anything like that or respiratory issues starting that would hinder the anaesthetic that we would do. And then if everything's fine, he can stay for the day to have his procedure done. The cost of the actual procedure itself, I believe, is $400, but I'm just double checking that for you, is $400.
Right.
That includes the procedure, anaesthetic, and everything. It just doesn't include some take-home medications if required, like pain relief, which we generally do send them home. So you'd probably be looking at an extra about $30-$40 for that. That's when we generally do that procedure during the weekdays with either Dr. Brock or Dr. Vanessa.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I just kind of wanted to know the rough the price range on that. So they'd stay there a whole day, is that right?
Yeah, so generally keep them here. Like, sometimes we do need to keep them overnight just if they're a bit too sleepy or we're wanting to check the surgery side and stuff in the morning. But with the rats, like, definitely if you're going to be home to be able to monitor them, if they're awake enough to go home, we'd definitely send them home that night.
Yeah.
But it's obviously case by case, but we'd let you know after the procedure how everything's travelling and organise a discharge then.
Okay, perfect. When I get my roster then in the next few weeks, I'm able to call back and make an appointment?
Yeah, certainly. Not a problem at all. We can definitely do that.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
Not a problem. We'll talk to you then. Thanks, Tegan.
See you later. Bye.
Bye.